If you've ever wondered why chainsaws have warning labels that say, and this is true, do not hold the wrong end of a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
If you wondered why Nitol, you know, the thing that you're supposed to take at night that helps you sleep, has a warning sign, a warning label that says may cause drowsiness. Here are the people who have brought dumb to an entire new level. Yoga has been banned in Alabama.
Why?
Alabama schools are no longer allowed to have yoga for a fantastic reason. Because if you do yoga, you will no longer be Christian and you'll become a Hindu. Every time you say namaste, it makes you a Hindu and you don't get to be a Christian anymore. I'm not even joking. They really think that.
So they can't teach it.
They've banned yoga in Alabama state schools. Banned it.
That you can't teach it? Show it at all?
You can't teach it. You can't do it. You can't participate in yoga in Alabama schools. No, not Yoda. Yoga.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Yoda's still allowed. You can...
Can they teach... If they can't teach Yoda, can they teach Baby Yoda?
They can teach Baby Yoda. They can teach old Yoda. They can teach Baby Yoda. But yeah, according to this, there's this one person who's been opposing it, obviously, a politician, but opposing it. He said, listen, the whole notion that if you do yoga, you'll become a Hindu. He said, I've been doing yoga for 10 years and I'm still very much a Christian.
Right.
That one thing has nothing to do with
the
other.
Religion.
No, of course not. It's exercise. It says using any technique that involves the induction of hypnotic states, guides, imagery, meditation, or yoga. So anything that's what the statute now says.
Mm.
They're considering it like yoga hypnotizes you. And if you get hypnotized, people can say anything and make anything happen to you. As if, here's the thing. I've done yoga. I hate yoga. I don't do yoga anymore because it's hard and I suck at it.
Why would you hate it?
I don't like, because it hurts.
Oh,
first
does it
of all,
really?
Yeah, it's a lot of bending.
How does it hurt? I think if you stood on your head, that hurts. But I don't think like downward dog hurts.
Downward dog's okay. I can kind of do that. But no, most of the positions hurt. You stand there and you have to hold the positions and you have to like hold your arms up in weird ways. And the only pose I like is corpse pose. That's the one where you're literally just laying on the ground. That's my favorite pose. I do that
like
one
dead.
All the time. I'm an expert in corpse pose. Corpse pose, eating popcorn. I do that really well.
And everything else hurts.
I find it really hurts. I'm not very flexible. So for people that are flexible, that can take a leg and like put it straight up, they could care less. Yoga is nothing for them. For me, like I can barely get my foot off the ground. Like for me, everything about yoga hurts. But I have done it and I have never, ever been in a hypnotic state. That no instructor has ever tried to hypnotize me. It's literally exercise. It's not good exercise for me because I don't really do very much while I'm there. But
so
is
meditation
bizarre.
Against religion too?
No, it's not that it's against religion. They're saying, here's what it says. So the Alabama Board of Education voted to disallow school staff from using any techniques that involve the induction of hypnotic states, guided imagery, meditation, or yoga. Yeah. And they're saying that, let's see, all instruction yoga should be limited to exclusively to poses, exercise, and stretching techniques, which is all it is. But you can't chant. You can't say namaste. You can't do any of that stuff because that's the thing that leads to, they're saying that leads to Hinduism against your will. Like if you want to become a Hindu, go for it. But they're saying that they're inducting you into Hinduism against your will, basically, by making you say namaste.
It's nothing a little music can't help. Rockin' and rolling.
Yoda.
You could show this in Alabama. I think you shouldn't show this anywhere because it's terrible.
Stop it now.
Yeah, it's terrible. It only has
stop it now.
It has 121 million views.
So myself is my cord.
And they watch stupid British shows. And so you can have to watch Yoda.
That was awful.
That's Seagulls by Yoda. So
yeah,
I can't believe they banned Yoda. That's not good.
They banned Yoda. Yep. You can't say that. You can't.
He likes this, but Bridgerton sucks. Yes.
That's right.
You'd be surprised on the things I like, and Bridgerton sucks. Yes.
And by the way, she also said, Lion King Kitty said, how would you know if they hypnotized you, though?
Good point.
That's true. Good point. You would not know. Maybe I've been hypnotized all these times I've done yoga, not Yoda.
I think you're hypnotized when you watch that stupid British show. It's the only thing I can think of.
Why I like it?
Yeah. I think when that thing comes up and it goes... I think that hypnotizes you to go, okay, I'll watch it. The Wire,
Netflix.
It's a great show. Okay.
The Wire's the greatest show ever.
Yeah, so Netflix, that hypnotizes humans to go, oh, wow, this is great.
This is the greatest show ever.
That's why Hulu... and Netflix and HBO all have that stupid sound in the beginning because it hypnotizes you.